Hello, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, thanks. Me too.
It's been a long time.
I know. I'm actually a little nervous. This is funny.
Oh. Well, don't be nervous.
Okay.
Well, I just want to thank you for letting me record this call. That's really kind of you. And I want to let you know that your information will be kept confidential, except for I will review the call with my coach, Amy Rupert, and also if I select it, then I would send it to the ICF. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I will keep all your information confidential. And are you still feeling a little nervous? Do we need to take a big, deep breath together?
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay. Why don't you sit back in your chair and close your eyes, and let's just take a real deep breath.
Oh, thank you. That does feel a lot better.
Good.
Guess
good.
I needed that.
Oxygen is good.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing, I was looking back through your file, and I really loved coaching you a couple years back, but I didn't have noted your learning style, and I wondered if you knew if you were auditory, visual, or kinesthetic.
I don't know, though I think I'm both auditory and visual.
Okay. That's good to know. What I like to do is if we are designing activities that we try to incorporate those so that the learning is deeper.
Okay.
So you sent me an email with what you wanted to work on, but I'd like to have you recap that for me. So with our 30 minutes today, what would you like to focus in on?
Right. So right now I'm in a job here in Pennsylvania as a lab manager doing research, and I know that I am overqualified and underpaid, and what I'd like to do is look at why I'm staying in this job, and because I know I need to move on, but I'm not for some reason. So look at the reasons why I'm sticking around here and trying to address those, and then come up with a to-do list to give me some baby steps to move me forward towards looking for the next job.
Oh, that's excellent. So if we were successful today, we would have helped you understand more what's holding you in the position you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We would come up with some baby steps to help you move forward, and I would think maybe some motivation to help you move forward also. Does that make sense?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. So how can we measure success if we were successful today?
I would have written down this list that I can then post. Well, I don't know if I would post it at my desk at my job. I had to find the next job, but...
that.
But have it posted in my planner, and okay. And have and review it. Something that I can tangible that I can go back to and review and work with. And then also maybe have, since I like lists, have a list of the reasons I am staying, so that I can look at those and kind of, you know, reflect on that.
Great, and maybe refute some of those.
Exactly, and then maybe I'm going to have another list of what would be great about the next job, or what questions do I have, you know, that I need answering for the next job, maybe. Something like that?
Yeah, great. So we might even have four lists. So it might be reasons for staying,
mm-hmm.
reasons for going,
mm-hmm.
Questions to ask, and steps to take.
Perfect. That would move me so far forward.
Oh, excellent. And that sounds very doable.
Okay.
So let me ask you then, what is keeping you in your current position?
Okay. I'll just start rambling them off.
Okay.
So one thing that's keeping me here are the people. The people I'm working with are fantastic, and I get along with them. It's also my social outlet. So losing that would be very difficult. My boss is really wonderful. I get along with him very well. I feel respected in my job. I feel valued. It's a very flexible job, so in terms of time, like personal time management, so flexible that I can do other things, or I don't feel stressed at my job. What else? And then in terms of what I'm doing, it's like very doable. It's not like previous jobs I've had, I just was so overwhelmed that it wasn't even like almost possible to do the job, whereas this is my first job where I'm actually feeling, you know, competent and up to the task.
Those seem like really good reasons. In fact, I'm thinking, why do you want to leave this job?
I know.
What you're saying. I don't hear
right.
the story very often, so.
Right, huh. Okay, so the next list. Why would I want to leave this job? Well, number one, the pay is very low. And that's putting, you know, I'm not financially struggling, but I'm not living the lifestyle that I would like to be living or doing the things I'd like to be doing, and the money's holding me back.
Okay.
For lack thereof. I do feel some pressure from my husband to be bringing in more money, so there's that. There's not a lot of room for growth where I am right now.
Okay.
So I'd be basically kind of stuck here, like stuck where I'm at. And then the work itself is not, it's okay, but it's not, you know, the thing for me, I feel like.
Not an exact match.
Exactly. I described it to someone else. It's like taking care of a baby, but it's someone else's baby.
Mm.
So, you know, it's rewarding, but it's not like the ultimate rewarding.
Okay. Any other reasons that you would want to leave?
Because I think I would like to discover something more about myself. I've been looking at these jobs in science writing and science marketing, and I find them very attractive, and it's something that I feel like would be, I don't know, they're sexy, I guess.
Mm.
So I feel energized.
Ooh, something energizing out there for you.
Yes, and scary, but exciting.
Okay, so
different.
Could we add to your list of saying that there's some fear?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of those fears?
The fears are, heaven forbid I got such a job and I'm right back where I started, where I feel like I'm overwhelmed. You know, I can't keep up. This isn't the job I thought it was going to be. It's, you know, very I'm worried about it being very stressful. I'm worried about, you know, losing, I guess, the social aspect. I guess those are all my fears.
So any other reasons for leaving your current job? I think in the email you mentioned you wanted to find more fulfillment.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the work itself, like taking care of someone else's baby idea. Like, I want to have my own baby. Well, metaphorical. You know, I want to have my own career. Like, I want to have something that I'm building for myself.
Right.
And right now, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of like a technician, you know, I'm going in, I'm slogging it out, and then go home and hang my hat. And, well, it's nice because the hours are routine and whatnot. I don't know. I just am not fulfilled by that.
So what else could be good in this new job?
Well, I guess I see it as like you know, it was like a science writing thing. I would imagine that, again, the hours could be flexible. Like, I have my current job, and even more flexible because I'd also have flexibility of space. If I'm just, you know, working on the computer, I can take my laptop anywhere.
Mm.
So it'd even be more freedom. I would be learning a new skill set, so that would be exciting. I think I would be working with a different sort of people in a different sort of context, so that would be exciting. I'd be making a lot. I'd be making double, if not more, money. So, those are all very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And then the option to eventually freelance.
Mm.
Which would be, yeah,
more good.
Even more freedom, yeah.
Anything else?
And then also, I think, I imagine in my head that the type of work itself would be, I would have greater returns on my effort. So, like, right now I'm doing experimental science, and it's like for every 10 experiments, only one works. So my failure rate is like 90%, which is typical, and it's hard, you know, psychologically. Whereas with science writing, it's like, as long as you're writing, you're going to end up with something, right?
So more successes that you can kind of touch and feel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hmm. Well, this is interesting because it seems like there's an awful lot of reasons to leave that are really compelling also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to validate you for, I can see why you would feel stuck.
Thank you. And then actually, I just thought of one more reason why I'm feeling stuck and staying. Is I mentioned I really like my boss. And when I took the job, there was he made it clear that he was looking for someone who would stay long term. And I made it clear that that was my intention. Long term meaning like 10 years or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, so there is this feeling of, like, guilt or going back on my word. Also, when he got my references, my old boss said, you know, she might change her mind. And that was kind of like a thing we discussed in the interview process. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. How long have you been there?
2 years.
Okay, so you kind of had to convince them in order to get the job.
Yes.
So would this be maybe a moment to start moving into examining the reasons to stay and seeing if we can shift some of them?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so with this one, my question is, do you think it's reasonable to ask an employee to commit to staying in a job for 10 years?
Yeah, as soon as I said that and you laughed, I realized. Okay, there's some perspective, you know. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's not reasonable.
and could he even guarantee that the lab will be there for 10 years?
That's right. You're right.
I mean, I learned very early in my career that they would get rid of me whenever it was convenient, and so I needed to look out for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And my perspective on 2 years is that it's not job hopping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So could you let go of that one?
I could. And then, thinking about this call, I was thinking, it wouldn't be so bad to have a transition year either. We can talk about this maybe at the end of the call, but I was thinking it could be a possibility where, as I'm working towards this career change, like easing into it over a year, where I'm kind of also setting up the situation at the lab where I can easily transition out.
Okay.
That would, make me feel less guilty.
Okay. Is a year a really long time, though?
I guess these 2 years have just flown by, so... Yeah, I guess it's not, and it is, so... I'll have to revisit that.
Okay. Well, let's get back to that one. So, the people, the social aspect, tell me, is there a way to fulfill that outside of work?
Right. I guess I would just have to be more proactive about seeing people. it's totally doable. It's just not within my, since my needs are getting met at work, I don't make the effort outside of work, but I think it would actually be a better balance if I chose who I was socializing with versus, and the people I've met here at work, it doesn't mean like I can't hang out with them.
No.
Later. So, yeah, obviously I can do that, yeah.
So, does that mean you can let go of that piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I do notice that, science writing is going to be a very solo endeavor in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that will fulfill your social needs?
That's what I was kind of worried about. But I think when I go back to when I was a student and I would spend most of my time studying, I managed it by going to coffee shops, so I was surrounded by people, even if I'm not, talking to them. And I think that actually is the ideal situation because I, I'm energized by the people, but I'm not wasting my energy by trying to talk to them and interacting.
That's a really innovative way of handling that.
Thanks.
I mean, I like that.
Oh, so yeah, if I, that's how I think I would handle that social need.
Okay. So then you have a boss that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy to find.
Mm-mm.
So do you think it's possible to find a good boss in the science writing world or the marketing world?
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. I think my issue also is losing this boss. I think that would be the hard part. Because I really like him. He's like, I don't know. I really respect him, too. So I would, because I feel like I'm dumping him, which would be hard.
Yeah, I'm hearing a big shift in your energy and emotions.
Oh. I don't know. Could you tell me what you hear?
I hear a lot of connection to him.
Yeah.
And it just feels like this, we might have just hit on the biggest piece. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're totally right. That would be the hardest thing. And I have no idea how I would talk to him about it. I guess I've kind of nibbled at the edges of that issue, but I haven't hit it straight on.
So I hear two pieces. One is the sense of loss, and the other is fear of talking to him.
I mean, the one thing I've thought, okay, the fear of loss, actually, I don't think that's too bad. Like, you know, he's just a boss. It's not like, you know, he could, we could still, like, be friends afterwards or whatever. But, I think it's also, yeah, like, letting him down, feeling like I'm abandoning the lab, feeling like I'm abandoning him, you know, I'm not being responsible. I think these are, like, my issues. Because I'm lab manager, you know, like, I'm the manager. And he's losing basically all his people within the next few months. I'm the only one left.
Why is that?
Funding. Funding. He's, so...
So you're going to just be running the whole thing all by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously everything's going to shrink down because it's just me, but...
So that takes your social aspects away too, doesn't it?
Actually, I'm on a floor of multiple labs, so there's I don't really socialize with the people I'm working with any, you know, working directly with anyway. But it's more like the ladies down the hall. I go walk down there and check in every once in a while and see what they're doing.
Okay. So it's interesting though that his people are going away. It's shrinking. Funding is shrinking. So the landscape has changed. Has the sense of security changed?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So it does it feel like the contract with which you guys originally spoke is not the same anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I also feel like he's keeping me, you know, like he's letting go. He made a choice to keep me and not anyone else in the lab. So I don't know. Like, he could have let me go, right?
Right.
What am I trying to say? Like, he's being loyal to me and whatever contract, you know, we had had, and I feel like I'm being disloyal. By thinking about leaving. But I feel like in a year, things could look differently because he'll, by then, know about his next grant, have hired more people, and it won't be like he has zero people in his lab.
Is it okay if we go a little bit deeper here, though?
Yes.
Disloyal. Tell me about disloyal and abandoning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, he took a risk when he hired me because I, you know, my old boss, who I did not get along with at all, I guess not surprisingly, gave me a poor recommendation, and my boss decided to, you know, look past that and just, you know, hire me because he believed in me. So I felt, you know, grateful for that. And I don't know, I guess I have this gratitude that he gave me this chance, and I don't want to, I guess that's where the loyalty thing comes from.
But there's some underlying belief, though, that's not attached necessarily directly with him.
Underlying belief. Yeah, I think you're right. Because, like, in my postdoc, I know I should have left, and I didn't. Like, I keep being stubborn about staying in a place.
Can you name the belief?
I believe that... this is actually, I'm thinking about other aspects of my life now where I'm just always very stubborn about sticking it through. I think it's like this stubborn state there. I guess it is stubborn is the word because it's not even based on logic, you know. Like there's a part of me that knows I gotta go. But there's this other part that's saying, what's it saying? It's just like, it's not even saying anything. It's just like this negativity. It's like, no. It's just a straight up no.
No.
It's like, it's not budging. It's like, I guess it's the thing of, you know, I guess in science it's like you have to be persistent when you only have that 10% success rate. You have to be stubborn and just keep knocking your head against the wall to get the experiment done. And I think that's like, that's what it is. It's that just keep going. Just keep going. Don't think about it. Just keep going. And while that's good for like getting that experiment done, it's not good for like your life management. So, yeah.
So I
think
you have to be persistent.
Yes. You have to be. I see. I use that very strong word. Well, I mean, it's true. Like, in science, you have to be persistent. But I guess on the other hand, it's like you have to also know when to let it go and to move on to to the next experiment.
So could
a
new record be something like I can choose when to be persistent?
Oh, whoa. I'm going to write that down. I get to choose when to be persistent. Okay, yes, that's a much better record. Be persistent. Okay, I'm just going to keep that and keep... I think I need to beat that into my brain. Persistent.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's a fear about choosing, because sometimes you choose wrong, but I think it's like, I'm old enough now, I can make these decisions.
That's an interesting, I'm old enough now. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't get out of school until I was like 32. So, you know, in school they pretty much kind of tell you what to do, you know, and you have to keep going and you have to just keep doing it. And it's been, this is my first real job out of school, really. And I'm not used to having choices that I can make or, like, having the choice to leave, you know, things like that. Having the choice to, I don't know, just having choices. In school, I just had to, like, keep, you know, you make one choice, but then you got to live with that for, like, 4 years till you finish your dissertation. So...
So that thinking isn't serving you perfectly in the choices in your life, though.
Right, right. It helped me get through school, but it's not going to help me. And I think that's kind of where I've gotten stuck, is like the job I have now is basically like it was in school, and I know that's not good for me. I went back to my comfort zone. And I think, yeah, I know there's part of me that's like, you can't keep doing this. You got to move on and learn new things. You know, my husband's done it. He's been in a new job for 3 years out of school, and I can see how he's growing, you know, and learn new things. And I know it's my time to, it's my turn. I need to do it. Yeah. I think I'm just scared of moving on, and it sounds ridiculous, but like being a grown up in terms of professionalism, you know.
Yeah. So, are you ready to be a grown-up?
Yeah, I want to be a grown-up. I'm going to write that down, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're coming towards the end of our time, and I know we haven't completely addressed all of the issues, but I think we've uncovered some gold here.
Yes.
And I know we didn't do the list of questions about a new job, but I think we could do some actions on, you know, what can you do to start moving into getting a new job. So
I think that's great.
Okay, so the number one action is what?
I need to contact my friend Liza, who is a science writer.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And when are you going to do that by?
What's today? Tuesday? I can definitely do that this week.
Okay, so by Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else do you need to do?
This is kind of a corollary, but I also need to contact Dana's boyfriend, who is also a science writer, and he's local.
Great.
And also I want to do that by Friday, Dana's BF. I also, okay, so those are the two easy ones. What's the third thing? I think once I talk to them, it's going to lead to more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your resume up to date?
Ooh, negative. Okay. Resume. Update it.
Cover letter.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Cover letter.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a book that I have in work that's on job search. And so, I'll send that to you, and that can be some ideas about websites and talking to recruiters and all kinds of different things. So maybe reviewing that book could be an action.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So does that seem like enough actions to get started?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So we need to put a time on the resume.
Oh, right. That might take longer. How about, I need to find my old resume, and I can definitely find that file or all the different iterations of it. If I can find it by Friday, I'd be very pleased with myself.
Okay. And then maybe could you revise it by the following Friday?
Yes.
And 14th?
Yes. Sunday. Okay, calendar. So this Friday is find resume. And then have a edited resume ready for go time. Edited resume.
And then maybe the cover letter by the 21st?
Actually, I'm going to push myself. I'd like to have both the resume and the cover letter by the 14th.
Great. And I might suggest that you have one for science writing and one for science marketing.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know really what those things are yet, so that will be
okay.
Good.
Okay, so that'll be something to look at in the future.
I'll write that in different sections. Okay.
So how are you going to hold yourself accountable to these actions?
Email you.
Okay.
Is that fair? Is that
yeah,
fair?
Okay.
I should think of a different other person. I guess it could be my husband.
Is that okay?
I'm afraid he's just going to be so pushy.
I think he might have too many emotions tied up in it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. My sister, though. My sister's super supportive. And,
oh, there you go.
She doesn't know anything about science or whatever, but she's just a very supportive person, so...
So she could be your accountability partner.
Yeah, Carrie. Accountability.
Excellent. So do you feel clear about why you want to leave? Did that list?
Yes.
Material?
Actually, it got hugely, I had no clue. Some of that stuff that came up, I was not aware of. So, but it resonates deeply, so it's real. And okay. So that's, yeah, important. And I think it's going to really, being aware of that is pushing me forward.
Excellent. So you can keep your action list, your list of why you want to leave, and then I think we took care of some of those things that are keeping you there.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at that and see if there's anything else that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You didn't happen to be taking notes, did you?
Yeah, I do. And what I can do is if you give me your fax number, I can just fax them over.
Okay. Sounds good.
Or actually, you know what I'll do is I'll scan them and I'll email them to you.
Oh, that would be even better.
Yeah, that would be better.
Thank
you. You don't have to guard the fax.
Right, right.
Okay, okay. So I'll scan them and I'll send them over and you'll have the notes. And if you have trouble reading my writing, just give me a call.
Okay, no problem. She'll be fine.
I just want to thank you. It was just a pleasure working with you today. And I'll give you a call back to debrief.
Okay, great. And Donna, thank you so much. You really helped me greatly. You know, like there's no way I would have been able to do this on my own. So I really appreciate it. And I just love your style. I feel so comfortable with you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I just love working with you. And I just also want to thank you for that compliment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you in a bit.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.